You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Hey, Michael, what do you want? You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook at.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And, Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael. This is a blind friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Yeah.
Welcome back to the second hour of Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right, and this is your host, Michael, and I'm here with Lynn Golder, and I'm here with Gary Sinclair today. And the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
This hour is brought to you by eSight Eyewear, the electronic glasses that let people with low vision actually see.
And that is where it's at.
Oh, I like that, Michael. That is where it's at.
That's right. That's where it's at. That's what the show is all about. We're here to be the bridge between the sighted and the low vision and the visually impaired and the blind community. Hope this show is entertaining to you. That's what it's all about. Entertaining. Fun. Maybe you'll learn a little bit. Maybe you'll laugh a little bit. And like I say, if you can't laugh at yourself, we got problems. And that's what the show is all about.
Yeah, thinking about entertaining, Michael, you know, when I played a harmonica today, that reminded me back in the day when we had somebody that used to show you how to learn to play instruments. Remember that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Bill Brown.
Yeah, and he used to, and the harmonica was on there too, but I already knew how to play it.
Aren't you glad I pushed you to play today?
Yeah, I am. It was fun.
All right, keep it in mind next time too.
I will always bring it because it's a good filler.
Are we
going
to go to trivia?
Trivia.
Oh, Chris is on the phone. I think we have a caller, so.
But yeah, I'll play that.
Every time
I come on in, I'll play for the trivia.
We have our friend calling in from Atlanta, Carl and Cupcake.
Carl and Cupcake
is saying woof woof, and Carl's saying hello. Hi, Carl. Oh, he's not on yet. I see it on the monitor. I've just got the signal. He's not ready to talk yet.
So, we have a song that's coming up that's not my song.
Are we going to do the song first and then talk to Carl? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we'll do it.
They're ready now. He was just telling me how important it is, his guide dog is.
Oh, okay.
And I was just, you know, it was important to me because I love dogs. I'm a dog lover, and dogs are a man's best friends as well as women.
Let's say hi to Carl.
So let's talk to Carl before we do our tribute.
Hey, Carl, how you doing? You there?
Hey, Carl.
How you doing?
Hello, Carl.
When I heard y'all had someone talking about guide dogs, I want to do a shout-out to Janice in St. Pete and her guide dog, Sarge, to my friend Ron. He's somewhere near the Villages, and his guide dog, Murray, and my friend Bruce, who's in Boynton Beach, Florida. But I've had Cupcake now for 5.5 years, and what y'all said, or who spoke about the guide dog, she becomes part of your life.
Right. Of course, absolutely.
She is everything to me. She knows my moods. She knows, and when I tell her where I need to go, I have a little vision in one eye, but she already knows the routes. She knows everything, and she knows everyone in the neighborhood. And I'm just looking so forward to listening to this next guest y'all have on.
Right.
Because like I said, I learned for 6 months to use a cane, and I just didn't do well with it. But when I got a guide dog, it made all the difference in my life.
Hey, right. Carl, I have one comment. You said your dog knows where to go lots of times. And people have came up to me before using the dog to say, I tell them my dog doesn't know where I'm going all the time. I have to teach the dog once or twice. Then it knows where I'm going to go.
Well, my guide dog and I used to walk 50 miles a week, but I just turned 60, so we're getting up in our years.
Wow, you must be getting skinny.
So Cupcake and I only walk about 30 miles a week now.
Oh, my goodness.
But she knows the route. Everyone in the neighborhood knows her. Like I said, she's protected me one time when she felt I was being threatened. She turned into a pit bull. I didn't believe it.
Hmm.
One time I was in a store. It was being robbed. She knew the owner. Nobody knew the store was being robbed. She knew it was being robbed, and she chased the robber out of the store.
Wow.
Very good.
The dog is just so much smarter than I'll ever be, but she is everything in my life.
Carl, I have a question. You mentioned different people's names around the state. Are they listening right now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they
good.
Listen every week.
Well, call in, people.
They need to call in.
And also,
oh, yeah. They all say, oh, Carl, we heard you. Or if they weren't listening, one of their friends from Southeastern Guide Dog School heard, and they call them up, and they said, we heard Carl from Atlanta, and he said hello to you.
And we will be having representatives from all the guide schools around the country. I'm already contacting everybody, Southeast Guide Dog and Seeing Eye Guide Dog and Leader Dog and all over. So,
all right, that's fantastic. Yeah, I'm listening to your show. And, Michael, I'm so happy you're feeling better.
Thank you so much, Carl. Appreciate
okay,
it.
You all take right, care.
Well.
Bye, Cupcake.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, now let's trivia.
Let's do it.
And this is not my choice. This is my wife's choice.
Well, this is for Gary.
Okay, let's play the trivia song.
That's my song.
That's right.
Thanks, Lynn.
You're welcome. Play like a minute, some 30, okay? I love this.
Head on the highway.
Lynn knows I used to be a biker.
That's right.
For adventure. And whatever comes my way.
Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving way.
Still am a biker, but I can't drive no more.
Explode into space.
I like smoking lightning.
Heavy metal thunder,
racing with the wind,
and the feeling that I'm under.
Gotta cut it off at the
okay.
spot there.
So do you think anybody's going to get this?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I would like to know the name and
okay.
the movie.
Oh,
how's
on.
That? It's really easy,
the phone
Michael.
Number to call in is 407-894.
Good song, right, Gary?
1680.
Great song.
Gary on the bike.
407-894-1680.
I love it.
With his long hair.
894-1680. Gary, do you know the...
Don't say
he,
it.
He doesn't know it.
Yes,
he doesn't even
does.
Know it. He doesn't know it.
No, I don't. I know the song.
You know the music.
I know the music. And I love that music.
What a crew, Chris. Do you know it, Chris?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know it?
Yeah. That was one of those songs that we grew up on listening to because of the lead guitar in that song.
But see, I'm not good at that.
407-894-1680.
I know the song.
Come
the
on,
melodies,
everybody.
This
Gosh.
Is not my era.
This is in the 70s.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Which is hard to believe. When you look at the cash, you go, oh, my God, that was the 70s?
It's funny. In all
so the trivia question is, what's the trivia question? Who's singing it?
Whatever you want it to be.
Who's playing? What's the band? What's
No,
what's
no, the, no. What's the name of the song? He cut it off just at the right time. Yeah. And the movie.
So what's the name of the song?
Yeah.
And the movie it came from.
Right.
And it was in the 70s. In the 70s. And the whole 70s,
is there a group
I was in the
singing
military.
It? Is there a band?
I don't remember. No. I sent you the information.
So yeah.
You,
yeah.
So it's
not.
What's the name of the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the song.
And the song. So
kinda.
The name of the song and the name of the movie.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
That's it. The name of the song and the name of the movie.
Keep talking.
Give us a call.
407-894-1680.
Nobody's
going to
get it. 894-1680.
When I play my simple songs.
Michael, if you keep talking, you give it away.
I don't know it. I admit it.
Okay.
I don't know
it. Oh, my gosh. You don't know. If I tell you the actors are...
Mike, this song right here. Everybody across this country.
Come on, this is like a cult movie.
Is Steve McQueen in it?
No.
I'll give you a hint. It was Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper.
Yeah.
Come on, people.
Looking for
back me
adventure.
Up here.
And whatever comes our way.
Yeah. Peter Fonda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It made Peter Fonda this movie.
It did. I think it's the only thing he was ever in.
Peter Fonda made his big movie.
Yeah.
And it was a good movie. I remember I had no choice but to watch it with my grandfather.
Jack Nicholson was in this movie, too. I couldn't believe it.
A young Jack Nicholson.
A young Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's 45 years ago.
Oh, my God.
I was in the military all the time.
No, it's not.
1970 is 45 years.
No, it wasn't 70. It was 70, like, what?
No, 69.
Oh, it was 69? Oh, my God.
That's why I know it.
I thought it was the 70s. Yeah.
46 years ago.
I thought it was in the 60s.
Yeah.
Because I was in the military all the 70s.
And see, and that was when that's when a lot of that song came out for that because of a lot of military.
Absolutely.
Military programs.
Right, absolutely. Right,
right. I heard it from Chuck Norris in his action packed movies.
Absolutely, yes. Chuck Norris.
I can't believe nobody's calling
No,
we're
not going to. Okay. We'll have another trivia. We'll have another trivia. And in just a few minutes.
No, we won't, because we're going to our two guests.
I'll play another fast trivia. Nobody's going to get that one.
Yeah, somebody got 407-894-1680. Give us a call if you know the title of the song and the movie it came from. And we didn't gave you several hints. You already know who was in the movie, young Jack Nicholas, Peter Fonda, and also
they don't know it.
And also the year. We already given you the year that the movie had come out.
I'm not feeling old, Chris, because you know it too. If you didn't know it, then I really start to feel old here.
Well, if that's the case, there's a lot of stuff I probably should
They're
not
just
know.
Chicken, though, people out there, they won't call in.
All right, I got an easy one for you.
Okay.
Why are you babying everybody? Let them guess this one.
I got an easy one for you, Chris, to see if you know this one.
What are you going to sing it?
Who used to play the piano?
Got it. I already know.
Me too.
And
the phone is ringing.
Pound his feet.
Somebody's
and
calling.
I'm walking.
In.
Yes, indeed.
I know
I'm
that. Jerry Lee Lewis.
No.
Jerry Lee Lewis used to.
I'm walking. Yes, indeed. I'm talking. When you come back to me, I'm walking. Those are big songs back in my day.
We have a little silence because we're waiting to see if there's a caller.
Yeah. Nobody's going to get it.
Well, Jerry Lee Lewis used to play.
That's Great Balls of Fire. Jerry Lee Lewis. I was talking about that.
Let's see who we have. Joe from Pompano.
Uh-oh. Joe wants some donuts.
He thinks he knows it.
Joe wants donuts.
Yeah, hi there.
Hi.
Michael, Gary, and
Lynn.
Hey, Joe, you want your donuts? You know the song?
I think the song was Born to Be Wild.
Yeah.
Born to Be Wild. You got it, Joe.
But I don't know the movie, though.
I don't know.
That's all right. We'll give it to you.
You're right, Joe.
The movie was Easy Rider.
Easy Rider. I appreciate that.
Thanks,
Gary.
Joe.
Thanks, and Michael.
So he just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Great. I'm looking forward to getting them and eating those yummy donuts.
All right.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks for backing me up, Joe.
Hey, Joe, hold on one moment, all right? Don't hang up. Hold on one moment.
I have his address.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I do. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks,
all
Joe.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Just write down Joe, the winner, and I'll have
him. Hey, Chris.
Okay, I'm listening.
So tell me, who did that? Do you remember that?
Wait, I didn't get a chance to hear because I had a caller coming in.
Okay, the guy playing the piano. He was very big. Like, it had so many hits back in the 50s and early 60s.
I think I know who you got, but y'all keep talking. Let me get the phone call here.
Okay.
He's busy over there. The
and
lines
the song
are lighting
when
up.
I'm walking. Yes, indeed, I'm talking. When you come back
it's
to me.
Probably our guest caller. That's what I think. Because we're going to break right now. As soon as Chris gets off the phone. So you didn't know that song.
Born to Be Wild. That is absolutely right. I love that song.
All right.
Born to Be Wild. That was me. My mother always said
that's
Born to Be Wild.
Now I'm really surprised. Listen to this one. Joe, back in those days, was totally blind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's always been blind.
Yeah.
So how did he know that song?
And his twin brother.
Yeah, but I'm saying, now figure it. I can understand you, Gary, because you were sighted back then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So picture this. He was totally blind back then, so was his brother. So how did he know that song?
I don't know. I'll tell you something funny I did
and
back
the movie,
in the day.
And he got the movie right. So the question is, how did he know it? He didn't see the movie.
He probably listened to the movie.
I'll tell you one thing about bikers, Mike. is years ago, Hell's Angels on Wheels came out in a movie, and it was at a drive-in, and about a dozen or two dozen of us bikers, we rode in and took a lot of the movie theater up watching that with our motorcycles.
You know what? I was really stupid. I should have asked Joe a question. How did he know that?
Well, it wouldn't have been a stupid question. There is no such thing as a stupid question.
No, but I'd like to know how he, because he was back then, he was blind. Because
he was a cool dude. His brother.
We're going to go to break, fellas. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Abe Schwartz.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, looking forward to speaking to Abe Schwartz. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook on.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. That's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And, Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael. This is a blind-friendly grill. A blind-friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
The doctor said I would never see again, but with eSight, I can see, and I can do so much more on my own. That's what a young man recently told us after getting his eSight eyewear. Would you like to be able to actually see? Imagine being able to do everything from watching live theater to threading a needle. Imagine being able to go after the kind of job you want. Best of all, imagine being able to clearly see your loved ones. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demo. Discover our tremendous support and the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. That's 1-8-eSight or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Oh, we are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. Chris.
I'm sorry, that's me. I'm sorry.
I hear you in the background. Don't get carried away. We, right now, have an unbelievable guest right now. His name is Abe Schwartz. He is the chairman of the board of eSight Corporation. Welcome aboard, Abe Schwartz. This is your host, Michael. How are you doing?
Delighted to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Abe.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you.
This is Lynn, and the co-host, and this is Gary. Introduce yourself to Abe.
Hello, I'm Gary Sinclair. Welcome aboard.
Nice to meet you all over the phone.
Okay.
So tell me, if you would, how did this whole eSight evolve? How did it get started, and how did you get involved with it?
So in a small little town called Ottawa, which happens to be Canada's capital, there was a software engineer who has two sisters with Stargardt's disease, so they're legally blind. And he believed that it was possible to build electronic glasses that would be able to allow them to actually see. Started a project to do that, and I first found out about it 3 years ago, and I thought it was the most amazing thing in the world and wanted to get involved. And so I wrote a check and got other people to write checks, got involved, and helped make eSight a reality.
Wow, that's something. That's beautiful, beautiful.
And this, and the electronic glasses are for people who have partial vision, correct? It's not for somebody who's totally blind.
That's right. Unfortunately, we need some signal there in order to electronically boost. So if you are totally blind, unfortunately, they won't work for you. But we've had success with almost every other low vision condition. It works on average for about 3 out of 4 people. There's still some people, for whatever reasons, it doesn't work for them, but for the overwhelming majority, it works really well.
Most people who listen to it, I think their first reaction is they don't believe it.
Right.
It's too hard for them to fathom that something that great exists.
Well, it's a really good point. I can tell you my own experience. For the last 40 years, I have been a computer, software, and healthcare entrepreneur. And I've done reasonably well. I've been semi-retired. And so when a friend of mine called me 3 years ago and said, you've got to check out this little company that claims they have glasses that let the legally blind see, my first reaction was probably a word I shouldn't use on the radio, but it kind of goes with BS. And that's most people's reaction, including
right.
mine. But I took the meeting. I was glad I did. I met some of the early adopters who were using eSight who were otherwise blind. And it brought tears to my eyes. This is the coolest project I've ever worked on in order to help legally blind people see.
What we plan to do going forward, I mentioned to Taylor, is that we would like to have different people call up and
with
give testimonials.
Absolutely. Need testimony.
And I think that will amaze everyone.
We can easily arrange that, and I think your listeners will be amazed. But, you know, if they go to makeblindnesshistory.com, they'll be able to listen or see videos of many, many eSight users talk about their stories. And if you don't have a tear in your eye the way I do for most of those stories, then you probably are in bad need of a vacation.
Well, we would love to have some of those people on the air. So what are eSight's goals, and where do you see the company going from here, Abe?
You know, it sounds corny, and we do live in a bit of a cynical world, but, you know, our mission is to make blindness history. Our mission is to use the technology to enable people to see. And the technology exists, and it works. And, you know, for those that it does work for, there's really no reason for people not to get as much vision as they can. We if they don't have the funds to pay for them, we help them fundraise. They should come on to the website, makeblindnesshistory.com, sign up for a demo, see if it works for them. We know many people with low vision can't afford glasses. We've helped fundraise for hundreds of people and make sure that they have glasses. We don't want to let money stand in the way of people regaining their sight.
So I have a question for you. Here's a question I'm thinking to myself right now. If thousands of people are listening to this show right now, thousands, and thousands of people could use your product, and they don't call in, not one person call in. I'm being negative because being in the blind community, many times I have to think that way because I know my community. Why do you think they don't call in? What's the reason why they don't pick up the phone and call?
Just, and Abe just said that they'll find a way to fund it. So there's no excuse.
I'm not saying, but I'm saying
there's
no
excuse not to call.
In his mindset, why do you think these thousands of people don't pick up the phone and call to find out more information when they have nothing to lose but to make a call, and that could change their whole life?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you all raised very good points. Look, everyone is a little different. Some people are skeptical. Some people are afraid of going down a path that might make such a dramatic change in their lives. But I'll give you the toll-free number in a moment. It doesn't cost anything to call. It doesn't cost anything if you're able to get on the Internet and fill out a form on our website, makeblindnesshistory.com.
Is it blind-friendly?
It's as blind-friendly as we can make it, but I will be very honest. Every week we have people come in and test it, and we keep making it better.
Well, that's good. That's the way to do it. So, I got a question for you, Abe.
Good, Gary.
I'm military. I'm a vet. And I was wondering, is this applicable to get through the VA?
So we are working with the VA, and as we all know, the VA is a wonderful but very large organization, and it takes time for us to work through the VA, but we're not going to let any veterans who serve their country and who are blind not have eSight. We'll fundraise. We'll make sure that in the interim,
that's terrific.
While we work with the VA, that we are not going to let somebody not get their sight.
But wouldn't it help, though, a lot of our listeners who are veterans?
They're listening, too.
Speak to their different places where they go to, whether it be West Palm Beach or wherever.
West Palm, Orlando.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Wherever they are. If they go and ask about eSight, if the VA gets more and more calls from and ask about eSight, maybe veterans will then make a call to eSight if they get so many calls from our listeners.
You know, this isn't something just, just applies to the low vision community. There are many papers written about all sorts of technologies, medical, computer, automobile, that takes years from the time it's invented to the time that it's adopted by the general public. And why should the blind community be any different? But you're absolutely right that in the interim, the more people talk about it, the more people ask about it, the more people will know about it. But while we're doing all of that advocacy, we'll do our best to fundraise. We've been successful with hundreds of people. And we'll do our best to get people their sight as quickly as possible.
Abe, I'd like you to please give the phone number now so that I don't have to cut you off at the end of the segment, and then we can talk some more. Would you mind doing that?
The phone number is, and it's toll-free, so it doesn't cost anything, 1-855-837-4448.
Can you repeat that, please?
1-855-837-4448.
Okay, and I wrote it down too, so
1-855.
I can repeat it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear the 8.
And if I could say, listeners out there, there's no reason not
there's
to call.
None, none
and
at
check
all.
This out. If they're willing to help you, if they're get a fundraiser to help you get this, what harm is it to ask for the help?
And I would like to ask some examples of how people have been using this amazing technology.
So it's a really good question. We have people who use it from 8 years old to 88 years old.
Wow.
We have people in school who had to have somebody help them get around the school just to read the blackboard, read instructions. Now she is a bit of a rock star because these are cool-looking wearable devices, and she sees better than the sighted people, because with a 14-time Zoom, they can ask her what's going on across the street or across the playground. And she doesn't need an assistant anymore to help her with her homework or read the blackboard. So that's how a young person might use it in school. We've had university graduates who use eSight to get through university, because it's very difficult when you have low vision to get through university. And now they're working. They've graduated. They've got their degree. They're now working. They're earning a living. They feel independent. This has made a big change to their lives. And then, of course, we have people who are middle-aged and in some cases elderly who are using it to read, to watch television, to see their grandchildren, to see the faces and of the children and fully participate in life, which they were not able to do. And so it's very exciting, all the different uses that eSight brings to changing people's lives.
I thought I saw an article the other day of a boy who just saw his mother for the first time.
Yeah, it's very moving. And some of the words that come out of all of the users for the first time, really, I've had tears in my eyes. But there's no question, seeing their parents for the first time, seeing their children, their grandchildren for the first time. You know, we really believe that everyone has a right to see. We believe everyone should see. And one day that will happen as time goes on. In the meantime, we will continue to advocate for people, fundraise for people, and help people from all walks of life.
Well, thank you very much, Abe. And would you please give the contact information other than the phone number? How else can people find out about eSight?
Yes, they could simply go on to the Internet, and it's www.makeblindnesshistory.com. No spaces in between, makeblindnesshistory.com. And I gave the phone number a moment ago, either one. Give it a try. If you have a loved one who has low vision, encourage them. Phone in for them. And we're very friendly. We're really advocating for people to have vision. There is no downside to it. We'll do the best we can to get them the sight they deserve.
Thank
you
very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'd like to have you on here again. That would be nice.
Yes, we'd like to have you back.
Thanks.
Ms. Abe Schwartz,
thanks.
Chairman of the Board,
thanks
from eSight Corporation.
eSight Eyewear. Thank you so
thank
much,
thank you for
Abe.
Your concern in the low-vision people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for coming on. Okay, so we're going to break.
Right, and stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. Come right back.
Stay tuned for Donna Hill.
When Sean first tried on eSight Eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With eSight Eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-8255. 844-48 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight. Or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put three decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040. Or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
If you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, or diabetic retinopathy, eSight might be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. That's why eSight Eyewear helps the vast majority of people with these and many other low vision conditions to actually see, even outside, and even while you're moving around. Imagine living more independently, being free to work in any field you choose, ready to fully participate in a whole host of activities that add to your enjoyment of life. Imagine being able to see people's faces clearly, including the faces of the people you love. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous product support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
Welcome, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right, and this is your host, Michael. And I'm here with Lynn Golder, and I'm here with Gary Sinclair. Oh, yeah. And the phone number to call in, if you wish to, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Lynn.
Yes, okay. I don't want to waste any time. I'd like to reunite with our friend Donna Hill. Hi, Donna.
Donna.
Hi,
hello, Lynn. Donna.
Hi,
Donna.
Hi, we haven't spoken to you in a couple of years.
No, it has been a while.
Wow, well, I'd like to tell everybody, if you don't already know, that Donna Hill is an author, a songwriter, and she is an advocate for the blind, and let me not forget to say that she's the author of a wonderful novel called Heart of Apple Butter Hill. But today we're going to talk about guide dogs, correct?
That is correct.
Because that's the topic that I asked you to talk about.
Yes. And I'm going to try to behave and stay on topic.
Okay, yeah. But you're going to be back, and we're going to talk about a lot more throughout the year.
That would be great.
But this, I was telling everybody earlier, Donna, that this topic always interested me. In fact, there's some local friends that I have that have guide dogs that are getting on in age, and I'm always asking them, well, what are you going to do? What's going to happen to this dog or that dog? I won't mention any names. And so I really care about this topic.
Well, it certainly is something that all of us who use guide dogs and other service dogs have to think about. And is there a lot of factors that come into play? And what works one time doesn't necessarily work the next time. And what works for one person doesn't work for another person. So there are a lot of different options. There are a lot of different scenarios of how people come to the decision that they have to retire their guide dog, or when to retire their guide dog, or what to do with the dog, to keep the dog or to give it to a different person to change its home environment so that the dog has a retirement home away from the blind person. There's just a lot that goes into it, and as you can imagine, it is a very emotionally fraught period in our lives. I just lost my
Hunter.
Fourth guide dog, and so I am in this transition period between dogs, which I've, like I said, this is the fourth time I've lost a dog.
It's hard.
I've done this before. It's always different, and
You had Hunter for a long time.
Yes. Well, I got my first dog in 71, so and over that period of time, I think I've only been without a dog for maybe 3-4 months of my life. So.
So what can you offer? What can you suggest to people who are in that transition period? How should they approach it?
Well, you have to get to the transition period first, and sometimes life takes that out of your hands. If there is an accidental death of any kind, or the dog
illness.
Has a medical problem and dies suddenly, you might find yourself, you know, without a dog and thinking, geez, I didn't even think this was anywhere close to the end of our relationship. He was only 5, he was only 7, whatever. And you find yourself there without a dog, and it's you mourn for your dog. I mean, like you would mourn for a child or a best friend or both. Often, you know, it's very, very sad. I always tell people the only thing sadder than losing a guide dog is never having had them to begin with.
Yeah, that's
they become such a wonderful part of our lives and make so much possible for us and give us so much love, and we have so much joy with them that to me, the idea of not getting another one after that just doesn't work. So you have to decide, you know, to go on and ask yourself, you know, did your dog give you enough information about dogs and what guide dogs can do for blind people that you would like to honor their memory by getting yet another dog and hopefully developing a loving working relationship with that dog and go on from there. And that's what I have always decided. And I did reapply to the Guide Dog Foundation for the Blind in Smithtown, New York, which is
that's where you've got all your dogs
on Long Island.
Yeah.
They have a policy, and I can only speak for this school because it's the only one I know, but a couple of schools, including Seeing Eye and the Guide Dog Foundation for the Blind, give ownership of the dog to the blind person, and therefore what you do with the dog is your business.
Oh.
Now they are there to help you, to advise you, to, you know, commiserate with you, whatever you need, but the ultimate disposition of how you end your relationship with your dog is up to you. Now, the Guide Dog Foundation for the Blind has a bunch of different things set in place for if in the event that perhaps you cannot use your dog anymore, the dog isn't working well, the dog has a physical problem, he's stressed out, or whatever it happens to be, if it gets to the point where you're not safe using the guide dog, then it is time to retire the dog. The dog may be a healthy older dog or even a healthy middle-aged dog, but he may still not be able to work as your guide dog in a way that is safe. And safety is always the primary reason for ending the working relationship with the dog.
Donna?
So, yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt. I have a question.
Sure.
Let's say that you're going to retire the dog that you have currently, and you're going to get another guide dog. But let's say you're working with the guide dog organization in Smithtown, and you decide to keep the first dog, but you need a new dog.
Yes.
How does that work? Does the first dog feel rejected or depressed? If you decide to keep the first one,
it's a transition. It's going to be a transition for the dog and the person, no matter what you do with the dog. And I know a lot of people, and myself, I have always kept my dogs. I have never gotten a new dog while the old dog was still alive. That works for me. It doesn't work for everybody. I know people who retired their guide dog, and they went back to school, and they got a new dog and brought the new dog home, and the dogs lived together in the house, one as a retired pet, you know, and the other as a working dog. Mm-hmm. I know one friend who said that her retired dog always did obedience. Whenever she did obedience with the new dog, that she said that the other dog, the retired dog, would be right behind them doing the same thing, even though he wasn't even on the leash.
He wanted to work.
So if you have other people in the family that can help take care of the dog while you're away at school, or if you go for home training where the trainer brings the new dog to your house and trains you in your own environment, then, I mean, you have, obviously, you have to make arrangements to have the dog taken care of if you're going away. But yes, some people keep their retired dogs and get a new dog. And I did a post about this a little while ago, and I remember thinking about an old friend in Glenside. Both husband and wife were blind. They both had dogs, guide dogs. They both worked. They had one big, great big waterbed. And and their two working guide dogs, their retired guide dog, and their cat all slept in the waterbed.
Everybody's so bouncing around.
I know several people have made that work to have both dogs at the same time, and I'm sure that the old dog is going through a period of adjustment and, you know, needs extra love and reassurance that, you know, they didn't do anything wrong by getting older, or, you know, that you still love them. But that doesn't work for everybody. There are people who live in apartments in Manhattan who are by themselves. They don't want to leave their retired dog home all day long while they're out with a new dog, and they have to find another home for the dog if they're not going to do what I did, which was to keep the dog and just not have a working guide dog at the time. So you can, in Smithtown, the people who raise the puppy, the raise the dog as a puppy, get the first dibs on taking the dog back if the blind person cannot find a suitable home for them. For instance, if you want your mom to take the dog, or the neighbor down the street loves the dog and wants to take the dog, you know, you can work any of that out any way you want. I know people who have deliberately sought out a family in the country, for instance, to take their dog so that it would be able to run and have a quiet life in the country. But if you can't find someone, the Guide Dog Foundation will offer the dog to the puppy raiser. If they don't want the dog or can't take the dog for some reason, the Guide Dog Foundation has a long list of people who have been vetted as good people who would give a good home to a retired guide dog, and that is the last best resort or whatever that you have. There's always a family that the Guide Dog Foundation has ready to take dogs if no other provisions can be made.
Okay. Do you have any questions, Gary, for Donna? Because you had three dogs.
Yeah, I've had three, and Donna's got it right on the button, retiring them. Like she said, that both the C9, I went to C9, and she went to Guiding Eyes. But, yeah, we sort of made decisions. Some of the schools asked for them back. But if you've had them for a couple of years and things ain't working out, then they'll take them back. So, yeah. Well, Donna, I appreciate your comments and all that. You're right on the money. And being and losing dogs, you know, as they pass on and they – you know,
it hurts.
Your life.
It hurts.
It hurts. It hurts a whole lot. I've been there, and no one's going to even have that unless you've been blind with a dog and it was your assistant.
Like we said before, the dog is an extension of you.
It's very much. It's
family.
It's more than just a pet. It's way different than a pet.
Family.
Okay. Well, thank you, Donna.
Thank you for your insight. Thank you, Donna, for calling in.
Good to have you coming back
Donna. That's right. We forgot to play our reunited music.
There's a couple people. I really appreciate you thinking of me.
Right. A couple people today that we've heard from the past in Philadelphia, and you, it's bringing back old memories.
Uh-huh. Well, good.
Yes. Well, good luck with your new home and the beach, and you and I will be in touch very soon, okay?
Thank you for calling in again.
Thanks Donna.
And that was Donna Hill.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Donna.
Okay.
So you're still listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That was Donna Hill from Pennsylvania.
Right. I just love hearing our voices from our old friends. Yep. It makes it complete.
Well,
I guess we're going to the break again. And yes.
We're going to the break. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond radio show.
It's a busy second hour.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040. Or visit my website at OrlandoPlanner.net.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook on.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in the USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael, this is a blind-friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions, to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
We are back. Yes, we are.
The show's almost over already. Insane.
I didn't finish. I was going to say.
That's
what were you
going
to say?
I was going to say this is the blind and beyond radio show we've been listening to.
We know that.
For close to 2 hours. And I hope you had some fun today. I hope we entertained you. I hope you learned something today. Abe Schwartz was something else with his price.
Yes.
E-Sight Eyewear. That's unbelievable. If you folks don't call that, the folks that can, let's put it this way. The folks that are legally blind, not totally blind, if you don't pick up the phone and call, you are stupid.
And they're willing to help you get it.
Really?
You are stupid because the point is you got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You got nothing to lose.
It's just a phone call.
If you are totally blind, there's no point of calling. So forget it. It's not for you.
And they'll help you get it.
Okay. So for Gary, for me, it's not for us.
No, it ain't for me.
But for those who have some little cockamamie sight,
hey,
it's for you.
I wish I had that opportunity.
So the point that I'm saying is, if you don't pick up the phone with a little sight that you have, if you have a little sight, pick up the phone. You got nothing to lose. And I mean nothing to lose.
Nope.
And it makes me laugh. A lot of folks, and it goes back to the old story, that why don't do this? Why don't do this? Well, here's a perfect example.
Well, he said one thing that caught my ear. Abe said that people are afraid of change. They're kind of nervous that it might switch their life back to normal. Yeah, they don't know how to handle it anymore.
Okay.
That should be their biggest problem, right?
Yep,
it should be nice
absolutely.
To have a sight of it.
This is the way people are. Yep. They're afraid
of
change.
We have a caller.
Oh, a caller.
We do. We have Trish from Daytona Beach.
That sounds like a new
one. First-time caller.
That's a new one.
Hi, Trish.
I am. I'm a first-time caller. You
Hello.
Guys have a wonderful show. I'm
Thank
really
you.
Enjoying
Glad
it.
You like it.
How did you find out about us, Trish?
I have a friend of mine that lives in Orlando, Sheila.
Oh,
we
Sheila.
Don't know her. Who is
we
that?
Don't know that girl.
We know her.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't know Sheila.
No.
Anyway, she had told me about it and gave out a number where people could actually call in and listen.
Correct.
So that's what I was doing.
Good.
I called in probably around 8-ish and just listened. And then I think it was Michael that gave out the call-in number.
I did.
So
scary,
I wrote
yeah.
it down, and so I decided to call in.
Good. Yeah. Oh, that number.
Yeah.
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 Anyway, I wanted to comment about the guide dogs. I have a seeing eye dog
okay.
That, of course, came from the seeing eye, and she's my fifth dog.
Okay.
And to kind of piggyback on what some of the stuff Donna said, my last dog, before I got this dog I have now, I did have a shepherd, and I decided to keep them, to keep her this go around. And I was very, nervous about it because I sort of felt like she was going to be jealous, and, you know, they want to be number one in your life. And when you first bring the new dog home, that dog has to be number one, and of course the old dog has to take a back seat to the new dog.
Right.
And of course probably most dogs aren't going to like that, so there is an adjustment period to that. And I have to say, in my case, it seemed to work well. When I spoke to my dogs, they're both from the same school, so they both knew the same commands. So when I spoke to my new dog, I spoke to my old dog at the same time. I would say, good girls, and all that good stuff. I kind of included my old dog in with what I was saying
That's
to
nice.
My new dog. And
That's
it kind
nice.
Of felt, made. I think it made her feel better that she was being included. Although when I would have to leave, I would say to my old dog, we'll be back. We're going to go out for a little bit. You watch the house, and we'll be back. So I sort of tried to include her, and it turned out that they actually became friends, and, you know, they ate side by side and things like that. So, you know, it worked for me. I don't know that it would work for everybody, but I just wanted to let people know, if you decide to do that, it can work. You just have to, you know, try to include the retired dog into a lot of things that you do. It's kind of like dealing with a couple of kids, you know? You try to include them together as much as you can, and I think in most cases it could work.
Thank you.
Well, thank you
Trish,
so much
for calling.
Calling in.
Yeah,
yep.
We have to go. This
and
the
time
course.
Is up. And I thank you for calling
call
in.
Call again,
Trish.
Okay?
Please call again.
I will.
You
thank you very much, guys. Good
listening.
Show.
Thank
sure.
you.
Keep
thank
on
you
listening
for being
to
there.
The show.
Okay.
Well, you've been listening to The Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and I guess that's it for today.
And please tune in.
There's our foghorn.
Oh, the clock is not matching the foghorn. It's 8:59, yes. Please tune in next week for a wonderful Mother's Day show planned, okay? It'll be fun for everybody, and if you have a little story about your mom or your grandma or your daughter because you're a mother or your son because you're a mother, please call in and share that, okay? And we'll see you next Sunday.
I hope to entertain you today.
It was a
great
show.
Keep on listening.
Thank you, Gary. Thank
week.
You, Chris.
Yep.
And thank you,
Gary Sinclair, for coming in.
Sure
and
thing.
Abe Schwartz for calling in from Eastside Eyewear.
And
thank
Donna
you to
Hill.
Donna Hill for calling in about the guide
And
dogs.
Don't forget, we love you.
Yep.
Take
Stay
care,
tuned,
everybody.
And God bless you all. Stay tuned. Love you all. Take care.